Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt takes first base on ball four. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schuelt moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schuelt scores. Burns moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burns scores. Goslin moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schultz moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schultz scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Campbell moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sharon. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Schult hits a pop-up towards third. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Dykes reaches second base with a double. There goes Miller trying to get to third. Goslin throws the ball into Sherin, who tags Miller for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Wahlberg strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Goslin moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to home to get Goslin. Farrell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Levy moves to second. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. McNair reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Wahlberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards short. Lovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McNair hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Wahlberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 4 in the game. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to third. Simmons moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sharon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Browns. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Heving pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.